This is the first program of the first festival. This is the Lord Provost. It is with the utmost pleasure that I take the opportunity of prefacing this publication dealing with the International Festival of Music and Drama, which we are inaugurating in Edinburgh this summer. The idea is a new one for Edinburgh, but I feel confident that we will succeed in establishing our fair city as one of the preeminent European festival centres. To succeed, we require the help and cooperation of lovers of art. Lovers of art. Not experts, lovers, the whole world over. So he says we cannot succeed unless we have lovers of art all over the world, not from Scotland, because you will fail if it's only from Scotland, especially as one of our objects is to foster and maintain the international character of the event. We wish to provide the world with a centre where, year after year, all that is best in music, drama, and the visual arts can be seen and heard amidst ideal surroundings. Now, what is the ideal surroundings? The city. Because the city he has in mind is Salzburg, but Hitler destroyed Salzburg. You can't have a festival in Salzburg in 1947 because Europe is destroyed. At the present time, all the amenities so essential for the visitors to enjoy and appreciate everything, we cannot provide them because we have no money, food is rationed, clothes are rationed. We are living in a very difficult time. Cannot see that now. For example, this year it is not possible for accommodation and catering facilities to be of the highest standard because there were very few hotels, no food. But we ask all those who are interested to bear with us in this difficult time. You wouldn't say that now. In the course of time, all these things will be rectified. But we are determined to make a start this year to establish the tradition of Edinburgh as a festival centre. The programmes for the first year are unfolded in the pages of this publication. And I hope you will believe that in the organisation of the many attractions we have had before us, the highest and purest ideals of art in its many and varied forms. That means every art. See, I don't like painting, sculpture separated from music, literature, theatre. I don't. Neither did Cantor, neither did Boyce. May I assure you that the festival is not a commercial undertaking in any way. It is an endeavour to provide a stimulus to the establishing of a new way of life, a new way of living centred around the arts. Edinburgh will be completely given up to festival affairs. The city will surrender herself to the visitors and hopes that they will find in all the performances a sense of peace and inspiration. This has nothing to do with now. Now is disgusting. Now it's about fireworks. Now it is about, stupidity. And this is to refresh. We need inspiration and peace to refresh our souls and reaffirm our belief in things other than material. It's against materialism, against market forces. To all visitors, whoever they may be, and from whatever part of the world they may come, Edinburgh will extend a most warm welcome. And then he signs.